How big of an impact do fathers have in their child's life? Are fathers replaceable? Well, some people think yes. According to one study done by the National Fatherhood Initiative, half of the women surveyed said that the fathers could be replaced by, guess who? Single mothers. And two-thirds of the women surveyed said that fathers could be replaced by another man. Now, is this true? Is this how irreplaceable fathers are? Sort of like a flat tire in a car. You get a little low, get a puncture, get a frayed around the edges. Don't worry, get a new one. Throw the old one away and pull the new one in. Is that how critical fathers are in raising children? I think not. And you only have to see how children come into the world to know the critical role of fathers. Because when a child comes into the world, every child who's ever come into the world had an actively and engaged father at the moment of conception. You never had a disengaged father at that moment. And just as it takes an actively engaged father to bring a child into the world, it takes an engaged father to raise a child in the world. The science is overwhelmingly in support of fathers being actively engaged in their biological children, and it has profound effects in their well-being. So let's take a look at the science. Very young children with an engaged father show an increase in curiosity, an increase in problem-solving capacity, higher confidence in their ability to solve problems, increased mental dexterity, increased empathy, decreased chances of childhood obesity, greater self-control, higher scores on mental development. That is as young as 6 months old. So you see, right from the very beginning, fathers have a critical role in the development of a child. But what about as a child gets older? How critical is their role in their child's life? If their father is present, girls have fewer growth and developmental delays, fewer learning disorders, fewer emotional disabilities, fewer behavior problems. A well-fathered daughter is less likely to get pregnant as a teen, less likely to flaunt themselves to seek male attention, less likely to become sexually active in her early teens, less likely to be talked into having sex during college years, less likely to become clinically depressed, less likely to develop eating disorders, less dissatisfied with their appearance, less dissatisfied with their body weight. I mean, wow, fathers have a huge impact on their daughter's life. Now, why is this? Why do daughters who have disconnected fathers or absent fathers make poor decisions? Well, because their hearts are hungry for love. Think about it when you're hungry. Do you make good decisions or bad decisions? If I go to the grocery store when I'm hungry, I'm going to tell you, I make bad decisions. I skip over the leafy greens, the fruits and the vegetables, and I go to stuff that give me instant gratification. I go to my nachos, my cheese, my sour cream, my salsa, sometimes my Coke. I mean, I prefer, you know, my Canadian whiskey over my Shakeology, unfortunately, when I'm hungry. Now, when a young woman is starving for the love of their father, sometimes they don't have the discernment to recognize authentic and healthy love because their father never modeled this, and so they make bad decisions. Well, what about boys? What does the science say about them? A well-fathered boy has higher positive social emotional involvement with others, is physically healthier as a baby, does better at school, is less prone to depression, is more likely to graduate, is more likely to achieve high levels of career and economic success, is less likely to be in trouble with the law, is less likely to have a child by age 23. What about children as a whole, boys and girls? Who comes from fatherless homes? 90% of homeless and runaway children. 85% of children who show behavior disorders, 63% of youth suicides, 80% of rapists with anger problems, 71% of high school dropouts, 85% of youth in prisons. So my friends, does fatherhood matter? The answer is clearly yes. To all the fathers who might be watching this today, I want to say you cannot be replaced. You're indispensable in the lives of your children. Love your wives to life. Be present to your children. Serve them. Teach them the difference between right and wrong. Be their hero. You are the most important man in your child's life. You can't be replaced. And when you're present to your children and you love them, you open the floodgates of heaven to be poured into their life. Be a good man. Be present to your children, and wonderful things will happen. My name is Ken Yuzinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thanks for watching.